Track 10, more news stories. Mayor and foal survive against all the odds. The Southwest's largest horse rescue charity has described the intense pressure on equine welfare services this year after pledging lifelong care to a foal and her severely underweight mum, who was not expected to survive. The Mare and Foal Sanctuary has taken in Mare Thelma and her filly foal Cindy following a multi-agency operation led by the RSPCA and World Horse Welfare. Thelma was found last year extremely underweight and facing significant welfare concerns, including a severe heart murmur. At an RSPCA holding base, she gave birth to Cindy, and for a time vets believed it unlikely that Thelma would live. The Mare and Foal Sanctuary prepared to offer a place to Cindy in the belief she would soon be orphaned. Staff had space ready for her to join a group of Icelandic foals so she would grow up with companions her own age. Experienced grooms and veterinary staff were on standby to give her the specialist round-the-clock care a vulnerable orphaned foal would need. Against expectations, Thelma survived. With very careful refeeding, she slowly gained weight and her condition improved. Her heart rate stabilised and the vet could no longer detect the heart murmur. Thelma's incredible recovery meant that in March this year, both mare and foal could be transferred together into the sanctuary's care at the charity's Beech Trees Veterinary and Welfare Assessment Centre in Newton Abbot, where they began the next phase of their lives. Thelma will receive long-term specialist care with a focus on keeping her life as calm and settled as possible. Cindy will grow up with skilled, consistent handling so she can develop into a confident young horse. Their handler, Jade Proctor, said, "Seeing how far Thelma and Cindy have come makes me so hopeful for what's ahead. They are finally safe, settled, and starting to shine again. I just know they're going to blossom even more from here. They both deserve the happiest future."
The key to a long, happy life. According to a Newton Abbot centenarian preparing to celebrate his 101st birthday, it's decent food and consistent exercise. Philip Coker was born in Plymouth on July the 20th, 1925. "I will be 101 years old," he said. "I was bombed and shot out, but they missed me. I enlisted in the Royal Navy in 1941 and finished in 1965 as Chief Ordnance Artificer. I went all over the world. I served in the New Zealand Navy for 3 years aboard the HMS Bellona. I've been to Japan, all over the Pacific, and through the Panama Canal," he added. During the Second World War, when Philip was just 14 years old, a lone German bomber dropped a stock of 8 over the area of Plymouth where he and his family were living. It was October the 9th, 1940. "I will never forget it. I dove under a bush in the front garden," he said. "I was very lucky, but Jean Wigmore, it was her 15th birthday, and we were all supposed to be going to her party, and a bomb fell on their shelter, killing her and her mother. I was there for the Blitz when all the bombs fell," Philip added. He moved to Newton Abbot in 1967, living in the town ever since, writing books about gunnery and torpedo procedure. The former Royal Navy man will celebrate his 101st birthday at Rika's in Newton Abbot. What's the key to a long life? "Well, I don't drink a lot. I used to have a tot of rum a day in the Navy, but I never liked it," Philip said. "Doing exercise, keep going, eat decent food, I really can't think of one particular thing. And there's some lovely photographs of him in his early 20s playing football, and one with His Majesty's New Zealand Ship Bellona football team in 1948. There's also a rather lovely picture of a smiling Philip, who, I must say, doesn't look 101.
Plans to turn car store to laundrette. Plans have been submitted to split a former car parts retail unit in Newton Abbot. The prominent commercial site at 128 to 130 Queen Street was previously car parts retailer Motormart, but now a planning application to Teignbridge Council is proposing to subdivide the premises into two units, one of which will become a laundrette. The application is to divide the premises with alterations to the new front and installation of new shop fronts and replacement signage. A planning statement with the application said, the application site comprises a mixed-use building occupying two historic addresses within Newton Abbot Town Centre. The ground floor has most recently operated as a single commercial unit as a car parts retailer, with residential accommodation occupying the upper floor. The proposal seeks to reinstate the historic arrangement of two separate commercial units at ground floor level, creating opportunities for independent occupation and supporting the continued vitality and economic activity of the town centre. The existing front of the building is the combined occupation of two addresses as a single commercial unit with two access entrance doors. The proposal includes a subdividing of the existing ground floor into two separate commercial units and the installation of new independent shop fronts to serve each unit. This would create 128 Queen Street as a flexible commercial unit, as there is no future occupier secured yet. But 130 Queen Street would operate as a commercial laundrette, with the premises providing both self-service laundry facilities and a service wash operation. Customers will either do their laundry on-site or leave items for processing by staff. Completed laundry will be collected from secure lockers accessed using digital access codes or QR-based systems. The proposed shopfront alterations have been designed to provide two distinct commercial frontages that reflect the reinstatement of the building's historic dual address arrangement. The new shop fronts will introduce a more active and attractive street presence along Queen Street. Overall, the proposals represent a visual enhancement to the existing frontage and will contribute positively to the character and appearance of the street scene. The development will maintain active commercial uses within Newton Abbot Town Centre, improve flexibility for future occupation, enhance the appearance of the building, and provide a useful community service through the introduction of a laundrette.
Float to Live advice issued after calls out. Dawlish Coast Guard has issued a reminder about water safety following a recent incident along the South Devon coast. The team was called to Dawlish Warren just before 8 p.m. on May the 29th, following reports of a person in difficulty in the water. On arrival, the casualty had managed to get out safely. Coast Guard volunteers provided safety advice and information on symptoms to watch for in case water had been inhaled or swallowed. With summer now underway, the Coast Guard is urging people to swim at lifeguarded beaches, carry a means of communication, and remember to float to live if they get into difficulty in the water.